I'm Rona Tarrant. More funerals have taken place in southern Florida for the victims of last Wednesday's school shooting, as well as a day of prayer and remembrance at churches. Meanwhile, survivors announced a national march on Washington to demand political action on gun control. The attack, which left 17 students and staff members dead, was the deadliest US school shooting since 2012. Story 2. Pope Francis has named 9 new members to the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, including abuse survivors. The terms of the original members had expired in December, following their appointment in 2014. The original group included 2 survivors of abuse who were outspoken about what they saw as resistance to implementing change in the Vatican. Pope Francis reappointed Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston to be the president of the commission, and the panel is now made up of 8 men and 8 women. Story 3. Relatives of the 66 people who were on board a plane that crashed in Iran were still awaiting news early Monday as the search operation resumed. The Azman Airlines passenger plane came down in the Zagros Mountains on Sunday, with all of those on board feared to have been killed. Heavy winds and snow forced rescuers to stop their search late on Sunday. Story 4. The charity Oxfam has revealed that 3 of the men accused of sexual misconduct in Haiti physically threatened witnesses during a 2011 investigation. The charity published its internal report on alleged abuse by some of its staff following public pressure. Despite the report's warning at the time, several men linked to the alleged abuse subsequently took up roles at other non-profits. Oxfam is presenting an unedited report to the government of Haiti today as part of an apology for mistakes.